So we will have that for you right here on Baskin and Phelps. In the meantime, 216-474-0092. As Dan and I are solving the woes of all things football with our football team.
Just solving world problems over here. That's what we do.
Is it just me, or does it just feel like most everything that we talk about with this team involves front office coaching and offense? And the defense doesn't catch a whole lot of blame. I think the defense has been put in some bad spots this year, and I think the defense is not what it was last year, but I don't think it's the issue. And I think everything else has contributed to some of the defensive issues that the team has had this year. By the offense not being good, the defense has been put on the field a lot and in bad spots. By lack of depth in certain areas, the defense has been put in some tough spots. I have a hard time pinpointing the defense as anything that's been a drastic problem with this team. I don't think it's been as good, but it's not been the drastic problem.
They've been league average. That's what they've been. They have been a league average defensive unit. And we'll take league average with how dreadful the offense has been. You know, it's that whole thing of being better by comparison. You know, you'll handle the fact that you're doing just okay, because the other thing that everybody can point to has just been dreadful. And so, yeah, I think the defense needs some tinkering. I think it needs some retooling. I'm more than anything, Jeff, I'm shocked that this defense has not taken another step forward this season, but instead has taken a half step back. And it's not just because the offense has been horrible. It just seems like usually in year two of these systems and schemes,
yeah,
you get all of those, for lack of better terminology, you develop a changeup off of the fastball. You develop a curveball off of the fastball. And it seemed like they came in last year and they got the fastball down, and boy, the heater was really good. And I thought this year we were going to see the slider off of it, the changeup off of it, and we haven't.
Tyvus talked about that early on in our Browns postgame shows and when he's joined us during the week. And that was, he was not happy with the fact that they brought the defense back intact, basically. You know, nothing drastic. Let's just roll it back. And as a former NFL player, he said, you never do that. You must tinker. You must get better. You must change. You must adapt. And he was adamant about that early on. I give him a lot of credit because he nailed that one early. And I think he was right about it. Lewis is in Shaker. Lewis, welcome to the show.
So let me tell you, man, I'm super listening to you guys and the guys before you. I'm sulking. I'm all depressed. And all of a sudden, you mentioned Carson Wentz. Man, I got chill bumps. Hey, Buff, I like that, man. That's intriguing. I don't think he's done yet, man. I think he's still got a little bit of game left in him, man. I would love to see Carson Wentz here.
And he's a free agent.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man, we better go up to Carson. Now, I'm still getting goosebumps right now. I think Carson Wentz still got game left in him, man. I'm serious. Out of all the guys you mentioned, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Carson Wentz, all of a sudden, I drank 10 Red Bulls all of a sudden, man. I like Carson Wentz, man.
Hey, well, he's probably starting this weekend, Lewis. Find a Kansas City game.
Man, I'm telling you, if a person who still can resurrect his career and want to go out on top, it's Carson Wentz. If he's a free agent, we better try to get him.
He's a free agent.
That's all I got to say.
He's a free agent.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I like that, Phelps.
You know how old he is?
How old is he?
32 today.
That checks out.
Oh, that's okay.
That gives you 5 years.
32 is a new 27.
Gives
go
you
get
5 years.
Your mouth, Mike.
There you go. And plenty of experience. I like Carson Wentz.
All right, Lewis. This is the game we're going to be playing for some time.
Oh.
I forget how long. How was it? 3 weeks ago?
Wait, that car only has 250,000 miles
a month
on it?
Ago.
I can squeeze 25,000 out of that. Let's go.
I got one of those.
I'm aware.
It was a month or so ago, and I put together, hey, here's what you can do. And he was at the top of the list.
Oh. The problem is he hasn't succeeded without oh, goodness. He was the offensive coordinator in Philly, went to Indy, and then was the head coach in Carolina before he was fired. Oh, crud. The name will come to me later. Oh, now I'm mad. I should know this name.
I gotta Shane Google. Steichen?
No, not Steichen. Oh, goodness. He wears glasses. Been in the league for a bit. He was the offensive coordinator with Doug Peterson when they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Then he ended up going down to the Colts. He was the head coach there. And then he found his way to Carolina. And I can't think of the guy's name right now. And
Frank Reich?
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Former NFL quarterback.
Welcome to guys sitting around and remembering coaches.
Yeah, but guess what? Sorry. You know, if Frank Reich were the quarterback whisperer, he'd be employed as somebody's head coach right now.
Well, right. But like everywhere else that guy has gone without Frank Reich, it's been a little ugly.
Okay. Well, then.
No, it was ugly.
Well, then hire Frank Reich.
Bring him in. Why not?
Oh, my God.
If Aaron Rodgers can get Nathaniel Hackett, then Carson Wentz can get
My whole point here is this when it comes to the quarterback stuff. You may think it's hopeless. Okay? You may think it's hopeless. It's not. It's getting the right guy, coaching him up, and turning him loose. It's not hopeless. Somebody will sign one of these guys who's out there and a veteran and looking for a gig. Will it be Justin Fields? Will it be Russell Wilson? I mean, I can't imagine Pittsburgh's bringing both of them back.
I agree.
Because whichever one is the starter, the other guy's not going to want to stick around and be the backup.
I mean, heck, Kenny Pickett do anything for you?
Kenny Pickett, Derek Carr. Derek Carr. Derek's okay. I've always liked Derek Carr to an extent. Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo. There are guys out there. Sam Howell in Seattle is backing up Geno. Sam threw more interceptions but guess what?
Can you reprogram him?
But he was like 23 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of guys out there, a lot of options. Are they attractive? Nope. No. However, somebody's going to get one, two, three of these guys and turn them into something. Why not the Browns?
A lot of reclamation projects.
Well, without question. But guess what? One reclamation project might be the MVP, Sam Darnold. Another one's playing really well in Tampa.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
He's not the MVP. Let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes on that.
Dan, they've won 14 games.
And I'll give him a hearty handshake all of his accomplishments.
I'm not telling you he's the MVP, but he's in the conversation.
Okay, that I'll listen to.
He will get votes.
Okay, I was going to say, there's a guy in Buffalo you champion pretty well who I think is going home on an MVP trophy.
I think that's quite possible, but maybe not. Somebody's going to get it, but there are guys who are candidates for it. Well, why wouldn't it be Sam Darnold? Why wouldn't it be Josh Allen? I mean, by the way, both quarterbacks who the Browns could have had. But
thanks. Appreciate that one.
But you know what I'm saying here.
Thank you for readjusting my spine again.
Though it looks bleak, there are guys out there who you're going to be able to get for a song who are going to go somewhere and play well. Find one. That's it. Just find one. It's not that dang difficult. Tito is in Lorraine. Tito. Okay.
If it's not that darn difficult, then how come we still have teams without quarterbacks?
Because
teams
make mistakes.
Okay.
That's why. Teams make mistakes.
We'll let Tito go, and you and I can...
The Vikings didn't make a mistake when they brought in Kirk Cousins.
I can get grumpy.
He was very good there.
You can speak to me calmly in a minute.
Teams make mistakes. They outthink themselves. Tito, thank you for the extra time there. So we can get that
out. No problem, you guys. Hey, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, terrific.
Thank you for calling.
The first thing I want to say is I'm going to shout out to Dorian Fleming, the young kid that was on the Jumbotron. He scored the Browns' first touchdown. They didn't score at all. But that's my girl's son, and he was happy and proud to be on that field. But
oh, that's cool.
There you go, man.
He did a good job. But I want to get back to the Browns with that quarterback situation. I don't think no one on that roster should be on that roster next year. I think they should bring in some new guys, switch it up and everything. We need to get a running back as well. We do not have a running game. So
agreed.
The line is kind of beat up. So I just want to get your guys' take on that.
All right, Tito, thank you very much. I think the running game is tough to judge because Ken Dorsey is not known as a running offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Stefanski was a guy who liked to run the football. And so There are some things with this coaching staff and some things that happened this year. Like, why did Kevin give up play calling? Why? When Deshaun went out, why did that happen?
I think it's just because of the levers. I think it's just
maybe.
And again, we're all just assuming and guessing.
You didn't have Nick Chubb. The offensive line wasn't what it used to be. And it was injured at the time. And you brought in some running backs. I'll be honest, to this day, I like Deontay Foreman. Not once all year did they really commit to giving Deontay Foreman the football. And he's had a sporadic at best year. I've always liked Pierre Strong. At no point this year did they commit to giving Pierre Strong the football. I think Jerome Ford's okay. They gave Jerome Ford the football more than they gave the other guys the football. That's all right. Commit to somebody.
Yeah.
And then Nick came back and
he didn't look like Nick Chubb.
Well, no, he didn't look like Nick Chubb.
And by the way, he shouldn't look like Nick
Chubb. Well, no, of course not.
He had two surgeries on it.
He might next year.
Yeah.
He might next year. But next year he's coming back from another injury, not as severe. I think it's a great way to just shut him down and have him come back maybe next year. And remember, he's a free agent. So, you know, is Nick the answer, or does Nick go to another team as a complimentary running back for somebody else and that works? I don't know. I do agree with what Tito said. I think they need a running back.
This team, it's the best way to put this. All right, we'll just say it honestly. This team changed everything that it was, its identity and everything for them to fit Deshaun Watson and to fit to make Deshaun Watson work.
Yeah, and they didn't.
They went and got John Dorsey. They moved on from running backs coach. They moved on to Ken Dorsey to bring in more spread concepts. They went and got Tommy Reese to get somebody from the college game to help out with the spread concepts, read options.
By the way, keep an eye on him.
All sorts of that kind of stuff. They had to move on from the offensive line coach because there was no amount of money on this planet that can replace coaching for your kid. And so they moved on from that one, and every single one of those has found a way to blow up in their face. The offensive line is not performing at the level that it once was. The running game is not where it was as well. Now, is that because they moved to a more shotgun, spread offense, that kind of stuff? A little bit tougher to run the ball? I think so. I think it's got something to do with it. And I think Kevin Stefanski lost his identity in attempting to make his quarterback fit. And that's the first thing that when you sit down and do postseason meetings, if I'm the front office members, if I'm Jimmy Haslam, if all that stuff, I'm going, all right, what are we doing with this offense? Are we going back to what you know, or are you going to continue to attempt to speak Portuguese? Because right now you look like an offense where
native language of Brazil.
Yeah. In his head, it feels like he's having to translate a language. That's what it looks like to me. And if you've ever seen somebody who is learning a language or have learned a language yourself, you know exactly what I mean. You're conjugating verbs in your head. You're making sure you have the right tenses. It's not second nature. And that's what I feel like I'm watching with this offense. It looks like an offense that is attempting to conjugate verbs in its head and is not speaking it fluently.
One thing that Stefanski has had to deal with since he's been here, I think, has been an issue. And I'll give you that one next on Baskin and Phelps.